Mike Searson from Kane University in New Jersey. And Jane, I wanted to congratulate you and Sharon and all the people for the day in the Hill. I thought that was very effective, and we were glad to.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We were very pleased too.
And Glenn, I wanted to thank you for inviting me to be a part of this. I do appreciate it.
Well, I think there'll be good synergy because it's a sort of a natural fit. Jane and Hillary, what we'd love to do is work with the two of you to identify a useful agenda for the technology and legislative advocacy strand of our fall leadership retreat. We have a couple of other dimensions, one focused on identification of key research issues related to technology and learning outcomes, and another that's related to open digital content. Our belief is that those will not benefit us greatly unless we couple them to some type of action, and we're hoping that the work that you're doing could benefit from additional linkages to other associations.
That sounds terrific. Hillary and I have just been talking for about a half an hour about what ISTE's advocacy agenda and AACP's advocacy agenda, and you know, thinking about how we could support each other. And the way I understand it, you split into three groups at your conference and sort of focus on one of these things.
In the past, what we've tried to do is identify people who are interested in each of three directions.
Uh-huh.
That's been mostly a pragmatic. Usually we wind up with 30 to 35. If you get more than a dozen people in a group, it's hard to have an in-depth conversation where everybody gets to contribute.
Well, I wonder if, I'm just kind of brainstorming here. Hillary and I haven't talked about this, but I wonder if we might, you know, sort of put together kind of a general little presentation perhaps about some of the key federal areas related to technology that are, you know, critically important to the work that this group does, and then talk about each of our organization's advocacy agenda, you know, and around those areas, and, you know, just have some general conversation. Jane and I can identify issues, but other groups may have issues of their own, and I don't know kind of where you want to begin at the meeting and where you want to end up. I mean, do you want to start at the meeting with everybody throwing out what they think the issue should be and then whittling it down, or you want something more focused from the beginning?
That's a very good question. We're hoping that this type of pre-planning will help us have a meeting that's more productive. To paint the framework, if you have three circles and put ISTE in one and AACT in another, AACTE would be a leading teacher education association, and ISTE would be a leading technology association. And then if you draw an overlap between those circles, you get the intersection of technology and teacher education, which really is what our group happens to be. We're definitely coming to the table with a few things that we'd like to do if we could figure out how to do them. But we're also desirous of figuring out how we can mesh with where ISTE and AACTE individually and collectively would like to go. Maybe it would help if we tried to think about who might be in the group with the two of you.
Oh, good idea.
Mike Searson, for sure. We also have Ann Thompson, who's very interested in leadership. There's also Janet Swenson, who is the past president of the Conference on English Education and the current vice president of SITE and director of the SITE Teacher Ed Council.
Glenn, is Ann going to be at the NTLC?
She is.
Okay, that's good.
Very much so.
That's helpful. I had one question, Glenn. You said that you all have been meeting for about 10 years and
yeah,
that a few issues had kind of gelled, I think. Could you give us an example maybe of one or two that...
Okay. If I could start out with the fantasy side, almost everybody here was involved in PT3 in some way. They have a saying in Virginia, how many Virginians does it take to change the light bulb? The answer is 6, 1 to change the bulb and 5 to talk about how good the old bulb was. Well, we're kind of that way about PT3 also.
Hard time letting go?
I think the feeling is that we still have not fulfilled those goals. So there's still, I think, one contention of us that if there were any way to focus on that aspect, we would be delighted. Realistically, though, it's pretty clear that we would have to somehow, that would have to be on the back of some other agenda. The guy that recently picked up the directorship of the technology group in Department of Ed,
Tim Magner,
has said that he would be more than happy to come over as well and would like us to think about what role would be appropriate for him.
What is his role again at the department?
He's the director of technology in the U.S. Department of Education.
Well, that sounds like a great idea to hear from him.
Yeah.
Tim's a good guy, and he has participated on the panels for the past 2 years at NEC that have come out of this. We could think about this, and then a year from now, next summer in Atlanta, involve Tim in a panel at the NECC in some way.
I think it would be an excellent idea to invite him so that we can get, you know, first of all, we can get their perspective on what the future holds for the area of technology and education, but also it shows that we want him to be involved with us and with the organization. So I think it would be a great idea to invite him for that.
One other thing, if we're going to make any headway in this area at all, we need to identify specific research agendas that are specifically linked to student learning outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
So our goal for the next year is to figure out how we can identify in each content area, in math education, science education, English education, what are the critical research questions that have to be addressed? And we think it's critical to link those research questions to student learning outcomes. We would love to find a way to get support, and by that I mean funding, where you can be particularly helpful as you're apt to be a lot more realistic, being more experienced, about where it would be productive to put our efforts and where we may just, maybe a nice dream, but it's not going to happen, at least in the near term.
That's very helpful. The two areas I hear you focusing on are the goals of PT3. And then a research agenda related to student achievement.
And not just the agenda, but, you know, at some point some funding for actually doing the research that we discover needs to be done.
Right. I'm thinking that the reauthorization of the legislation that created the Institute for Education Sciences might be a place to... Have you had any conversations over there with Russ Whitehurst and that crowd?
We invited a representative to the last year's meeting. They were, I guess, less dogmatic in person than they might have anticipated.
Uh-huh.
And we probably haven't done enough homework there.
Mm-hmm.
Tim has a few things that he believes are critically important. I don't know if we might find a way to connect with his interests.
Right. He's doing some big, something 2.0 and...
Schools 2.0, right.
I've got a meeting set up with him, and I can actually reiterate your invitation to him if you want, Glenn.
I'll be interested in what you think it is once you talk to him.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to find out. I don't know that he's going to want to talk about funding because that administration isn't going to have any funding. But
sure.
Maybe he can even talk about the things that they're thinking about for No Child Left Behind or...
Sure.
Yeah.
I just want to ask a question. It's Mike. If you've had any experience, one of the strategies I think we need to adopt, and this might take us outside of the Department of Education, is to begin to look at this as a workforce global competitiveness issue, and that the extent to which our kids are not prepared to use technology effectively, because if you look at all the developing nations, they're putting a tremendous amount of effort into this. We are, you know, preparing ourselves for a generation that will not be able to compete globally. Is that a strategy that you've used at all? Have you seen any?
The E2T2 program, Enhancing Education Through Technology, is the big Title IID block grant under No Child Left Behind that's been cut by this administration and the Congress in the last several years. We actually made the argument to try to couch it as a competitiveness program because this is the year that everybody's talking about competitiveness. And the administration did eliminate it in their proposal and at the same time created a competitiveness program. So we said this is pretty ironic. Now, the one program that really can be the catalyst for our nation and for our students to compete in the world, that's the program that you're eliminating, even though it's working well. And the House followed suit and eliminated the program, but we were able to save it in the Senate. And the Senate actually, in their bill, they packaged it as part of their competitiveness initiative.
And where they put that?
Basically, they heard our message.
Where they put that in education?
And it's funded, and you know what they did in their press release. They called it in their press release. They said X amount in our competitiveness package, which includes $272 million for EETT.
Okay.
So they heard it. I mean, now we're all nervous at that. Well, what if there's never a competitiveness package? We're not going to be in it, or at least now we're trying to say, okay. You know, the president, he seems to be that as long as he can say his initiative has been passed, he doesn't generally care about what the specifics are of it, that we can try to sell it with the administration. that AETC should be part of it. So we are working on it, and I think you're absolutely right. But the next question is competitiveness is the word of this year, but what's the word going to be of next year? I mean, 2 years ago it was Homeland Security, so everybody tried to tie their program into Homeland Security. So if next year it's a new initiative, you know, we got to talk about our issues in a different way.
Is that something that you all are interested in, the E2T2 program?
We're delighted, by the way, that you've had the success you've had. And we agree that it's of vital importance.
Do you think that's something that, for example, your members, you know, what we're trying to build here at AACCE, and Mike was part of this day on the Hill, is a, you know, an ongoing grassroots advocacy effort by our membership. So that we're shortly going out with letters, as I'm sure Hillary is with her members, to encourage them to contact their members of Congress to secure this additional funding. Is that something, you know, it sounds like this is not really a grassroots effort you're building, but more of a kind of policy agenda, is that right?
The connection is that we go back to each of the associations. For example, the Math Education Association has a technology committee.
Uh-huh.
And what we discuss here will then go on and be discussed in the technology committee meeting of the Math Association. And same for all the other associations.
Uh-huh.
So almost every month in the coming year, there will be an association that has a discussion that starts out in September and then moves on to that association. So we do have outreach in the sense that there are discussions, but they tend to take place at each of the annual meetings as opposed to be ongoing, say. Now, it might be that we ought to think about how to better reach these folks in between our annual conferences, but right now, practically, our strategy has been we have the impact through the conferences, I'll say. I don't know whether you'd consider that grassroots or not.
Well, it could be. I mean, it sort of all depends on how people use it. You know, if they like fold in a couple of talking points about funding for E2T2 and for Title II of the Higher Education Act and the alerts that they give out to their members, you know what I mean? It could have a ripple effect.
Well, we do have a way to get the word out, but it tends to be episodic. That is, that each association, we get one or perhaps two shots at their annual meeting and perhaps again when their executive board meets, as opposed to the sort of the ongoing where if you send us an email 48 hours later, we can have folks sending letters or something. We've talked about how to get better at doing that year-round type of thing, but I don't think that we started this conversation last year, and I don't think in the past year that we've made a lot of progress.
You know, it might be worth a conversation about that topic. You know, like,
okay,
what really is the opportunity here for this leadership group? And it might be an opportunity that's more of an agenda-setting kind of a opportunity than a real grassroots sort of get-out-the-letters kind of effort.
Mm-hmm.
I think that type of discussion would be very useful. One of the things that we've talked about is using our annual meetings a little more effectively and maybe having a variation of what you did with the Day on the Hill, something about the state of technology and education in each of the states. Last year we were in Florida. This year we'll be in Texas. And if we have our local people bring in some of the legislative leaders, some of the corporations that are there, and, you know, as they say, all politics are local. What people say on the Hill and what they will say to their constituents in their home offices might be different. So I think there are even ways we can use our state or our annual meetings in each of the particular states. I think we can make that even more effective as well. So I think the conversation you refer to could be a very, you know, potentially powerful one.
Mm-hmm. Does it make any sense with AACTE to involve Matt Wales and the ACSR group as a way to reach individual state chapters with, you know, some of the things that we're talking about?
Sure. You know, absolutely. I mean, I think you know, we certainly have a network. We, just like ISTE, have a chapter in every state, as you know.
Right.
And, you know, that absolutely is a way to communicate, and particularly if you talked about two states where you're having meetings in Florida and what was the other one?
It's Texas this year.
Texas this year. I mean, I would think that would be a real natural, you know, the Texas chapter particularly, you know, to get them engaged with the state
meeting down there. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, are the people that are attending this NTLS and, let's say, coming to the advocacy sessions, are they the right point people in the organization to then be able to have a follow-through? I mean, like, for Jane and I, you know, we're the government relations people. So if we go to this meeting and things come up and we get sent emails, then we can make the decisions and move forward on that. But I didn't quite, you know, last year was only my first year at the group. I couldn't really figure out after we had this conversation, and I think I did send some stuff to Janet every now and again, you know, what then is going to happen after that?
The people that come to NTLS are either the chair or a member of the technology committee of whatever the association they represent. So Maggie Neese is the chair of the technology committee of the American Math Teacher Association.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I didn't realize that. Well, that makes sense. That's good. I didn't realize that. I just thought it was a group of people who had an interest that comes every year.
Okay. Well, I know that Hillary's got to leave in about 2 minutes here. Where do you think we go from here?
You've really given us some good suggestions, I think. What I've heard, that the most critical thing seems to be focusing on what is the opportunity, what are the possibilities for this group, and what might we realistically be effective at. I think there also would be interest in learning about things like how you went about shifting things with E2T2 as an update, because everybody will be very interested in what you've done there.
You know what, I'm thinking Hillary and I might organize just a little brief kind of 20-minute presentation or something talking about sort of AACTE's advocacy efforts and what we're doing, and Hillary talking about ISTE's efforts and what she's doing, and then, you know, perhaps engage in a conversation with the group about how we might, you know, sort of jointly garner our thinking and potentially our resources in some sort of to-be-developed kind of agenda to move forward. So, you know, it might be helpful for us to do a little bit of an overview on the budget, because it's likely to be a repeat next year, frankly. You know, sort of programs that have been vulnerable, that are repeatedly zeroed out, the state of education funding in general, which is pretty abysmal, and sort of perhaps highlights of different places in the federal budget where there are programs that support technology, and then the efforts that our two organizations have engaged in terms of advocacy, and then have a conversation. How does that sound, Hillary?
Yeah, that seems to make sense. You guys know who we'd be speaking to if that's what they'd be interested in.
This sounds like a good plan.
Now, Glenn, last year I kind of remember there was just one day that we met in our respective groups and then we're supposed to report out.
We're hoping to put together a draft agenda to send back to you and see if you think it makes sense.
Okay. Well, I think Hillary's saying that she has very limited availability on Friday.
Okay.
Thursday's easier for me. Friday's going to be tough for me.
So what we need to do is focus your contributions on Thursday.
That'll be great.
All right.
Look forward to hearing from you by email then.
I can know how busy both of your schedules are, and I really appreciate you taking the time to talk this through with us.
It's our pleasure. You've given us the excuse we needed to meet each other.
Exactly.
We felt like we were already ahead of the game from that one outcome.
Your matchmaking gets a 100% for today.
Wonderful.
Thanks so much, Ben.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
Okay.